humans and extraterrestrials. One thing I always wondered about in archaeology was how certain archaeologists were that certain rocks had been used as tools. Sure, I know many were chipped and it might look like some of this was on purpose, but others were more questionable. But yet they were affirmed to by scientists. Could it be we are giving too much credit in some cases to our ancestors? Most scientists believe we are descended from less human-like people and they from monkeys and such, but there is one question they never ask, and that is, could there have been interference in evolution by other forces? I personally don't actually believe in evolution and I think we came from somewhere else, but this has been written off more or less by science, which claims to have a chain of evidence, which by the way we continuously find flaws in. If I laid out a bunch of bones everywhere I went, I could say this set or that is a forerunner to another set, yet would that make it true? The way humans are dated has a lot to do with the way science looks at this, and we are finding proof we are a lot more ancient than first thought, and more proof every year. The idea some people believe is we date back to the time of the dinosaurs and it has already been proved. They base this on various finds which show human and dinosaur footprints side by side and ancient paintings of dinosaurs when no human should have known what they looked like. I just can't wait till we explore Mars and are told what was found. I think we have an incredible chance of finding out there was intelligent life there, and under a new theory Venus may once have been a lot more like Earth. If the people of Earth continue to explore the solar system and beyond, they no doubt will come across some incredible things. For many centuries it has been believed there is no life in the solar system except for us. We just might be surprised for several reasons. There could be life which is just not at the stage we are at yet, and that is why we don't know about it yet. Other life just might not want to get involved with us, and still other life may be so different from us they don't see the point of contacting us. Why do we believe we are such a young race when we live on a planet which is said to be 4.5 billion years old and which some believe is even older? The big problem is the planet is dynamic, which means things, even stone structures, only last for a limited amount of time before they get destroyed. Even those faces which we have carved into mountains will disappear eventually. If an advanced race wanted to store a record of their existence, they would have to find a planet or moon which was not dynamic, and even then, the record would only last for the lifetime of the body, and this is if they were very lucky, because outside forces such as meteors, asteroids and comets will be hitting the object from time to time. Eventually the star in the system will destroy most of its planets and moons with it, expands and blows up. It might be an interesting exercise to fly to the most stable places in our solar system and look for clues of advanced races which no longer are here. Wouldn't it be something if we found a record of how the Earth was populated from somewhere else? We have to believe there is other intelligent life out there because of the number of planets even in our Milky Way. We have found the building blocks of life on meteors and such, so life could be spreading out everywhere. I believe God created the human race, but there is nothing wrong with thinking He created all races throughout the universe. The Catholic Church has said there could be extraterrestrials out there, and that was a huge leap for the Church, so they believe this also. It seems almost impossible we are alone. If we go to other planets eventually and decide to dig around, will we find many different indications of past life, or will we find different civilizations? We would probably find both. Some races might dislike us, and others might decide if their technology was equal to ours or less, they would like to partner with us. I am just not so sure a race more advanced than us would want to do that unless there was some mutual tie, such as the other race being humanoid, or even better, human. Some civilizations might shoot us out of the sky if we tried to land on their planet, and others might be curious and welcome us. There is also another problem, and it is different races of aliens could be carriers of a disease which would be deadly to us, and we could have microbes which would be deadly to them. I believe this is one of the biggest problems and could limit first contact in unfortunate ways. Can you imagine we land on a populated planet and make first contact with a friendly race and spread a disease which wipes all or most of them out, or we bring back a disease which does the same to our planet? One of the most important devices we should carry when exploring hasn't been invented yet. We need a detector for microbes, gases and such which would be deadly to us. This might not protect the aliens, however, unless they had some way of checking us for the same thing. The last question I have is, have we already made first contact, and is that fact being covered up? There are certainly enough stories and witnesses who claim we have. The stories go back thousands of years before the Egyptians and Babylonians, all the way back to our most ancient cavemen and maybe before. In modern times, a crash in the Black Forest in Germany before World War II or the crash at Roswell might have produced first contact. There are a lot of fascinating and tantalizing facts out there which seem to indicate first contact, and many people who have testified to the fact they have seen aliens on government underground bases. Where do we stand in all this? It seems we are on the verge of a big announcement proclaiming we made first contact or UFOs are alien. The only thing wrong with this statement is it seemed we were on the verge for the last several years.